Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tumo lonke lumfanele nezibongo namandla nenkazimulo nobukhosi ngoba nguyena owalenge emthini ngenxa yezono zethu ukuze asinikeze ubulungisa obupheleleyo ngoba ngaphandle kokufa nokuvuka kwakhe besingeke siwuthole umusa wokubuyisana noNkulunkulu. Ngaleyo ndlela ke sisangena siphakathi emsakazweni sikubingelela kuphi nakuphi lapho okufinyelela khona lo msakazo wethu uRadio Pulpit egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu. Kanti ke uhleli naye umhlakwana, uhleli naye uMayila Mangwathela, sihana singwathana samawubani egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu, umfundisi uMgwena onithanda ngendlela engumangaliso. Kanti ke sihleli nesihlokwanyana sethu laphaya sikhuluma nge-emotional abuse in marriage. This is what we have been discussing, and by the grace of the Lord, I believe that we're not trying to actually, kulokhu asizama ukuthi sibhidlise umshado, kodwa inhloso yethu ukwakhana, inhloso yethu ukuthi amaphutha esiwenzayo siwabone, ngoba ngezinye isikhathi amaphutha enziwa ngabantu futhi amaphutha alungiswe ngabantu. So ke ngezinye isikhathi lento esikhuluma ngayo ayinamfundisi, ayinankosi, ayinamprofeti, ayinamzalwane, kodwa okubalulekile ukuthi ekugcineni kufanele isimilo sethu sicela uNkulunkulu asilungise, sicela uNkulunkulu asibuyise endleleni ukuze ukwenza kwethu kube kuhle. Ngaphambi kokuthi siqhubeke ke siyakhuleka, sibeka abazalwane abaphakathi kwezinkinga nabagulayo. Moya ongcwele, siyathandaza, sikholwa izwi lakho elithi Nkosi ngemivimbo yakho saphiliswa. There's grace released to those who are sick. There's grace released to those who are confined to their beds. There's grace released to those who are struggling in their marriages. Whatever yokes, whatever powers or forces that have tied them, we say let loose in the name of Jesus. And let go right now in Jesus' name. Every sickness, every disease out, and every spirit that has attacked marriages, we condemn it and we cast it out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over their lives and over their marriages and over whatever situation they may be undergoing right now. Okungenzeke ebantwini kuNkulunkulu kuyenzeka. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Siyaqhubeka ke bangcwele, siqhubeka kusona lesi sihloko sethu se-emotional abuse in marriage. Sithi ke uma ngabe ekhona osephawulile, phakama ufuna usizo, yana kumfundisi, yana ku whoever who can refer you to psychologists, who can refer you to counselors that can help you with your struggles. You can always call Laekhaya. There's always 24-hour assistance, in terms of what is happening around your marriage. You can always find help. We have people that are ready to, help you with whatever struggle, as long as you can call, to get help. Ungahlali ufele kuleso simo. Don't say nginje. Don't accept mediocre. Change your life. Change your life now. God is ready to work with you, whatever the situation is. Asikho isimo esimhlulayo uNkulunkulu. I-text yethu is James chapter 3. Sifunde uverses 1 sayoma kuverse 5. But sicaphune uverse 2, verse 5. In fact, uverse 1 simfunde masiqala, uverse 3 azange simfunde, noverse 4. but ke okubalekile sibona izinto ezincane ukuthi zinamandla wokwenza izinto ezinkulu ngaphezulu kwalendlela esicabanga ngayo kanti futhi sifunde uJames chapter 1 safunda uverse 19 no verse 20 Jakobe 1 verse 19 and 20 Jakobe 3 verse 2 and 5 ilawo ma verses wafundile kanti sike sakhotha nencwadi yabase Efesu isahluko sesine iverse lika 29 lapho lithi khona izwi makungaphumi nelilodwa izwi emlonyeni yenu elibolileyo kepha kube ngelilungela ukwakha kuthi abezwayo libavezela umusa my god siyabonga nkulunkulu wethu omuhle ukuthi uyasilekelela moyo ongcwele sipha amandla uverse 29 lowo ke ebengimusha encwadi yabase Efesu isahluko sesine Ephesians 4 verse 29 kanti ke uverse 30 asiyayo ukuthi singamdabukisi umoya kaNkuluNkulu umoya ongcwele izinto esizenzayo emakhosikazini ethu izinto esizenzayo kubantwana bethu mazingamdabukisi umoya ongcwele ngoba lithi iBhayibheli sibekiwe uphawu ngaye kuze kube lusuku lokuhlengwa bese u31 athi konke okubabayo nentukuthelo nolaka umsindo nokuhlambalaza makususwe kini kanye nakho konke ukubi u32 athi maniphathane ngobumnene nansi into eyenza ke sikhulume ngalesi sihloko ngoba sifuna laphaya kube khona you know some good caring some love some warmth we are saying any form of abuse is sin and if the person is not willing to change I would never advise a person to stay on a toxic relationship because it's never good for your spirit. It's never good for your soul. Rather run for your life from that relationship. Don't stay because uthi ushatile wasign a contract. No, awusayinanga icontract yokuhlukunyezwa. Awusayinanga icontract yokuthukwa. Awusayinanga icontract yokushaywa. Awusayinanga, you know, all these things as is mentioned, they are not acceptable ngokwezwi likaNkulunkulu. They all are sins that can be committed against an individual. Lithi ke niphathane ngobumnene nihawukela. This is what we want. Nithethelelane. Njengalokho noNkulunkulu wanithethela ngoKristu. Ilokhu ke esigcizelele bangcwele uNkulunkulu akasisize kakhulu. Nasi nayo enye example ke yesibili sikhuluma lapha ngomyeni ohleli phambi komfundisi wakhe elila ngenxa yonkosikazi wakhe noma mhlambe in fact unkosikazi elila ngomyeni wakhe behleli phambi komfundisi esho nokusho ukuthi usekhathele udinwe ukhathele akasafuni lutho ngoba uzamile yonke into ukuthi enelise umyeni wakhe kodwa ubonakala umyeni wakhe engeneliseki noma yini azama ukuyenza ekugcineni it never feels good enough because umyeni wakhe uthi awenzi kahle ayikho into engiyithandayo ongenzela yona kunalokho noma enakekela abantwana ezama ukupheka ezama ukuklina still ubaba ubuya khomba amaphutha lapha uthi I just never know you know ukuhlala nomuntu ongamazi ukukwata uzocasuka nini and yini futhi ezomenza acasuke and uthi uma esecasukile ediniwe uyahlala amainsuku engamkhulumisi kube ileso simo so this is one scenario esikhuluma ngayo and then futhi uyaqhubeka umama uzama ukubalula lapho ukuthi ke kuyinsukanyana ezedlule uye wakhomba wonke amaphutha wakhe emtshela ukuthi ayikho into ayenza kahle lapha endlini ubaba ke interjecta phakathi kwenkulumo kamama wathi njalo mangifika ekhaya ngifuna ukuthi izinto zenziwe nge-order futhi thole ne-dinner celebrate kodwa ke ayikho into mangifika njalo kunalokho ngimthola umama ubala nje isenzo esiyi-one you know one mistake can be counted you know as a repetitive mistake so here the husband is actually pointing one scenario as if it's a repetitive thing, and he actually indicates ukuthi ngamthole ngagezile ngaqokile ehlele endlini you know emubi njengabukeki and lokho kungikhombisa ukuthi akangithanda akangikhathaleli. So uyabona ke, so nomama ke engenelela izama ukucacisa lesi simo echaza ukuthi kuze ngingagezi lelo langa kwakwenze njani umntwana wayegula ephathekile kukubi kwembulwa kwembeswa kwambiza ukuthi ke enaka umntwana ngaleso simo esasikhona, kodwa still ubaba mayechaza umama leso simo usibona sengathi umama ufuna ukuzwela ubuhlungu ekunakekeleni abantwana bakhe. Ukuhluleka ukunakekela abantwana, it's a sign of lack. Utshisho njalo ubaba ukuthi uma ngabe ukhuluma kanje kusho ukuthi wena uyacomplain ukunakekela abantwana bethu. So you can actually tell and uthi you are only using this as an excuse. So uthi umuntu othanda abantwana bakhe will never complain about caring for their children. So you are just using the issue of not, you know, being clean and preparing dinner and stuff as an excuse. So ke efisa ukuthi ke kuzo zonke izinto ayishoyo mhlawumbe makazibeka umfundisi uyozwelana naye ukuthi ya no ndoda ngiyakuzwa vele umama usephutheni lapha kunalokho umfundisi wathula nje kunokuthi esize wabonakala elalele, because you really need to listen and observe what is happening there, the interchanging of words from both couples bezama ukuveza lokhu beveze lokhu. So kuyenzeka ukuthi ubhekane nesimo esinjalo. So kunalokho ke ubaba ebesebenzisa amazwi angemnandi abuhlungu futhi ke enza umuntu engahlaliseki kahle, because yonke into ayikhulumayo ukhuluma ukuhlaba ukuthi it's because of this, it's because of, so using mean words, so demeaning words, disregarding all things. You know any person would actually listen to their wives ukuthi why namhlanje kungahambanga kahle. It's irrational of the husband to actually come and blame the wife just for that one day if you check the entire situation. Ukuthi why should it be an issue just because only once in a while umntwana bekagula umama wangakwazi ukuthi akline, apheke ngesikhathi, ageze abantwana kube kuhle. But kunaloko ubaba uyenze lento kwaba sengathi lento into ehlale yenzeka nawe and again, and umama has never been cooperative. So imeeting mayiqhubeka ke ubaba waqhubeka wabeka izinto afisa ukuthi azimpathi kahle, washo ukuthi ke ubaba uthi umama unaka abantwana akamnakile yena akanandaba nezidingo zakhe. So ukufanele yena abekezenele lokho ukuthi yena angamnaki engabi nendaba naye so ngalokho ukhombiseka ukuthi akahlonishwa unkosikazi wakhe, while on the other hand umama uveza kona ukuthi ngiyakuhlonipha ngiyakuthanda futhi ngumuntu osebenza kanzima. Kodwa ubaba waqhubeka yabona akamniki nje ithuba lokuthi aphefumule abeke wathi ke uma ngabe ungithanda bengeke uhlalele ungibuza imibuzo, you wouldn't question me. So uthi uzothatha isikhathi ukuthi uzilungise ukuthi ube muhle ukuthi mangifika ekhaya konke kube right. So kuko konke lokhu umfundisi bethulile elalelile. So isimo lesi ke esikhuluma ngaso asikhulumi nje insumansumani, sikhuluma ngento eyenzeka. So konke lokho esikuveza kuveza ukuthi ke uyabona ukuthi ukuhlukumezeka kuyinto enjani. Umuntu okhulumayo la akanandaba nokuthi ushoni, akafuni ukuzwa imizwa, akafuni ukubona ukuthi ubuya from which side, what happened. So it's all about him in the whole conversation. If you quickly check it, you will see ukuthi it's all about this person. So it's not just what the other person is actually saying here, because if yayibalekile into ayishoyo, it definitely would make an impact kuye, but yonke into ekhulunywa ngonkosikazi wakhe is not valid. We are invalidator. So this is what we're actually saying. You try to put down reasons, you try to make them see, but they still won't allow you to tell them ukuthi babone. Instead, they choose not to see, and they still want you to see things their way from their own perspective. Ukuthi lo ngitshela is the last thing ongangitshela yona. So in all these things eziqhubekayo, umbuzo omkhulu ukuthi ke, why does one person abuse their spouse, abuse their friend, or abuse their child, or abuse their relative? So osiyazi ke baveza nakho okubalekile. They are actually saying the reasons for emotional abuse are complex. What are we saying here? They are made of many different things. When we say something is complex, it is actually made of many different things, and what is it is here, all these pieces, when you try to put them together, it becomes difficult to understand why are the people doing this thing. But kahlehle kuvela ke kosiyazi ukuthi this is rooted from their childhood trauma, which is unresolved. They actually say it is rooted in unresolved childhood trauma. And it takes a great deal of effort and professional guidance for an abuser to overcome their destructive patterns of behavior. So kuya siza kakhulu ke ukuthi umuntu azi. That's why sikhulume ngeadmission of guilt, ukuthi until a person abone ukuthi lento ayenzayo, it actually hurts their spouse, it is damaging, it is demeaning, it is degrading, it is insulting, it is undermining, it is manipulative, you know, it is seeking to control. You know, it is seeking always their own ways to, you know, to always be looked at, be considered, to be taken into consideration as, you know, important. Kungabi nendaba ukuthi what were the causes, because all the time makunenkinga, we still need to sit down and look at all angles. Ukuze sidile nenkinga. And one needs to actually listen to the other party. And ekulaleleni akhona ukuunderstand, because sometimes angeke kuvele nje kube nenkinga kunganasizathu. Sometimes kunama problems akhona because there are reasons for it. Yes, kuyenzeka kwezinye ikhathi kube nenkinga with no reasons, but in most cases kuyenzeka futhi ukuthi ma kune conflict kuhle ukuthi nilalelane, give each other space, avoid using degrading, demeaning words, you know, avoid to manipulate, avoid to try and, you know, get your way, or to conclude, to make conclusions, because the reason why a person would actually abuse another person is simply because they have, you know, come to a conclusion, yokuthi konke wena okwenzayo kuwrong. How is it possible that umuntu in all their lifespan ayikho into right ayenzayo neyi-one? It's highly impossible. Why is it that you are fault finding? Why are you always interested in fault finding? Why aren't you interested in getting solutions? Because the main part here is not to only find faults, but basically it is to help each other. Because fanele sibuyele futhi siyobuka ngokwezwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi uthini uNkulunkulu ezwini lakhe sekwenzeka konke lokhu, ngoba ekugcineni we need to take into consideration what the scriptures say, because singabantu abakholwayo, I believe we're trying to address this from the Bible's perspective. We're trying to say there's always solutions. That's why Bible it cast all your cares unto him. So if ungalendlela, it actually tells you ukuthi something is not right to you, because there are unresolved child traumas that have happened in your life, and you cannot take your baggage and make other people to suffer the consequences of not, you know, being reared in a positive way. So you need to actually deal with whatever that is not resolved within your life. Address it. Make it your mission to address it. Now, let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You know, because uNkulunkulu has something to say. And all we know in the scripture does, you know, nowhere in scripture does God sanction any kind of abuse where God is actually saying things. In the book of 1 Corinthians 13, this is what God tells us. Lithi iBhayibheli malikhuluma ngothando lapha ngoba kubalekile ukuthi sibuke izwi lenkosi ukuthi uthini uNkulunkulu ke sesiphazame kangaka yini ongakusho empilweni yethu that could, you know, change us for the best, because it's important here ukuthi uNkulunkulu must have something to say. You know, God must have something to say. Akakwazi uNkulunkulu ukuthula izimo ezinjengalezi ziqhubeka. So, lithi ke, love is large and incredibly patient. My. That's powerful. Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. So, already we've touched on 2 points. The Bible says, The love is large and is incredibly patient. So if I am impatient with my spouse, it actually tells me there's an ingredient of love that is missing there, which is patient. Remember, angeke sihambe indlela singakwazi ukubekezelelana. Kufanele somehow sifunde ukuthi sibekezelelane ukuze sikwazi ukwenza izinto senzeke. So here we are saying love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. Oh my God. Yeah, we are going to continue to look at this verse and elaborate further in the next program. Inkosi yomusa ayisisikelele bangcwele umfundisi umkwena uyanithanda nonke makhaya egameni lika Jesu. Amen.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours. 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.